K106, the Superstation with Dan and Corey. It is a finally Friday morning. It's 7:38, as promised. We're hooking up with our buddy Aaron Simmons. I guess he's in Nashville right now. A lot to talk about with you, Aaron. Good morning. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you, boys?
Excellent. As I was telling you off air, Corey and I are just trying to figure out how to survive winter. But in Nashville, I'm guessing it's probably fairly comfortable right now.
It's all right. There's some storms coming through, but I'm coming back to Minnesota next week, and it is I'm not looking forward to it. It's been incredible what's been happening this winter.
Yeah, we can't promise you anything better than what you're expecting. So where are you going to be next week?
Next Saturday, I am playing a show with two really good buddies of mine, Zach Thomas and Brian Lowry, a songwriter show down in Barrett on Saturday the 8th, and it's going to be phenomenal. Zach Thomas is from that neck of the woods. And it's going to be a lot of fun. The three of us do a lot of writing together, and all three of us have put songs out that we've co-written with each other. So it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, and then coming up in June, where we hope the weather will be a little bit better, you'll be at the Midsummer Music Fest in Monaga. I believe that's the third night there on Saturday night, June 3rd. And then here in Wadena for the June Jubilee, we're going to bring you in for a little show downtown Wadena. That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we are so looking forward. That's part of a seven-show tour that the full band is going on this summer. And I'm so pumped to bring the group up from Nashville and kind of show them the ropes and what Minnesota's all about, because a couple of the guys aren't from around here. And it's just going to be so much fun. And it's so crazy to me that June is really only 3 months away. I've gotten some messages from the folks in Wadena about, man, I hope the snow clears, and which it really should. And we're just so excited for it. It's going to be such a fun time.
Corey, you've been in Wadena a lot longer than I have. Downtown Wadena, mm-hmm. I think people are going to be pretty excited about this show.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's, you know, it's the town celebration, and all those town celebrations are always a riot, and it's going to be really fun to get folks out and see all the work that you've been putting in, Aaron. And it was really cool. I saw a few days ago you posted about all that hard work that you've been putting into this is really starting to pay off. You got nominated for the Midwest Country Music Organization Award, Song of the Year, Video of the Year, both for Nobody's Home in Wadena,
nice.
And Male Vocalist of the Year. Now, I know you don't get into music and writing music to win awards, but it must be pretty cool to get that recognition.
Man, you're right. That's not why I'm in music, but you make a lot of sacrifices and you make a lot of decisions. You know, I've been at this for 7 years or so, and I missed so many things, bachelor parties, birthdays, friends, Christmases, weddings, in pursuit of this, because I love it so much. And I feel like it's what I'm supposed to do. And you know, I was nominated in the Midwest Country Music Organization last year for New Artist of the Year. And it blew me away when that happened, but to be nominated for three awards this year, including Song of the Year with Wadena, it's been just so incredible and such a validation of the time and effort that I'm putting in. It's so great. And there's just such a wealth of talent in the Midwest, and it's so fun to be a part of it and to be recognized a part of it and to just be in it all the time. And that part of the, you know, Wadena and that part of the state means so much to me, and I spend so much time there, especially when I'm back home in Nashville. You know, I'm in Stuartville, where I'm from, you know, every now and then, but I spend a lot of my time in Wadena and at the cabin, and it just, the place means the world to me, and for people to love the song as much as they do, it's just the cherry on top.
Yeah, congratulations, Aaron. That's pretty cool stuff. All right, so last time we had you on the air, Soldier in a Frame just came out. Love it. Now we're looking at a new release coming up a week from today. In between there, you've got a song called Shawshank, and Corey and I have had many discussions in the last day or two as to what exactly is going on in Shawshank. Give us, see, there's a lot going on in that song. We love it. Give us an idea where this thing came from, where the idea was.
So, you know, I am a huge Shawshank Redemption fan.
Great movie.
It was a movie. I always joke when I'm playing shows that, you know, some people's favorite movie growing up was The Lion King or The Incredibles or Finding Nemo or whatever it is. And I joked that my favorite movie as a kid was The Shawshank Redemption. And thanks to TNT, been watching it every week since. And the song, it's an extreme version of showing up for the people in your life. In the song, the story is that I go to jail for a brother of mine for doing something. And you got to go listen to the song or to hear the whole story. But I'm just a huge advocate of showing up for the people in your life if they're important to you. And like I said, the song's an extreme version of that, about going to jail for someone that's in your life. But it's an embodiment of showing up, and I love it. And it's such a big song. I wrote it on my own. I wrote it probably the first song of all these songs that I wrote probably 2.5 years ago, and never really thought I was going to record it. I started playing it with my band kind of just for fun down in Nashville, and it started to come together incredibly, and playing it at live shows, it's become a favorite of a lot of people. So we had to put it on this body of work, and it was the second single that, of a full album that's coming this June.
Yeah. Good song. Corey, what'd you say to me the other day? Like, this thing's dark.
Oh yeah. Yeah. From the very beginning. Well, you titled it Shawshank. You're like, I know exactly where this is going. This is awesome.
You might. I'm going to guess you're the first artist at any genre that has used Andy Dufresne in a song. So let's go.
I am. You know, for some Google search results, I'm really hoping that's the case.
Exactly. All right. So one other thing, and we're going to play Shawshank here when we're done with you. But Corey and I have been doing a lot of talking, and we want to help you with that, that rise. You're doing great, but we came up with a few things. And it's funny because before I saw the cover, they still call that a cover or a jacket, the picture on
yes.
the song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that what that's
yeah,
called?
Yeah.
Okay. When I saw the jacket for Shawshank, I went, that's it. He needs a mugshot. And before you say no, I'm just thinking, you know, little jail time, prison time would just skyrocket your career. It would. I mean,
I think there's what's it? There's no such thing as bad press.
Right.
You know, maybe. I know my mom is listening, Wadena grad of 1981. So maybe not, maybe.
Have you heard of Johnny Cash?
I have. Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Merle Haggard?
Oh, go Merle Haggard. Yeah, yeah.
You could be the guy sitting in a jail cell when a country artist comes in to perform that motivates you to the straight and narrow. You know what I mean?
Hank Jr.? Randy Travis had a mugshot.
Oh my gosh! Someone asked me before. They said, "What would, like, if you went to jail? What would it be? Like, what would it be for?" And I said, I'd like to think it'd be for, you know, defending the honor of someone, but truthfully, it'd be something like driving away from a gas pump without paying accidentally, yeah. Or expired tabs on my license plate, or something like that.
Aaron, we did have a secondary idea. If you're not really comfortable with with a ton of prison time,
yeah,
you could also consider multiple failed relationships and divorces.
Yes.
I feel like we're halfway there on that one.
Yeah.
which is kind of fun because it leads me into the next week's single. I'm putting a song out next Friday, April 7th, and it's called "I'm on My Way," and it is about my search for love while also chasing a dream and navigating that.
Nice.
And I wrote that song the first week I moved to Nashville. And I've played it at nearly every show since. I'm so excited for everyone to hear it. It's a pretty clear indication of where I am in that sense of my life right now, and it sounds great.
Yeah, can't wait to hear it next Friday. All right, so if you're gonna weigh out jail time or prison time, we also talked in our high level meeting about a name change. It's both those things have done well for Jelly Roll, and I was thinking, what about Bear? What about Bear Claw? That's available.
Bear.
Yeah, Bear Claw. Here's Bear Claw.
That was. I love that. I love that.
Sounds,
Aaron Bear Claw Simmons.
Sounds
I
tougher
might get
than
some new business cards printed.
It sounds tougher than Jelly Roll. I like it.
It does. Yes, it does.
All right, Aaron, we've taken up enough of your time. We can't wait to see you when you get in the area. But introduce Shawshank for us, and we'll let you go.
You're listening to Superstation 106 in Wadena. My name is Aaron Simmons. This is Shawshank.
Turn off the sirens. You can come in quiet.